Senator Catlin.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you to the JBC for taking up this issue and putting a footnote into this budget. Thank you to my good friend and cooperator and somebody I've worked well with from Frisco, right? Anyway, this is serious. The people in my district are concerned, deeply concerned. They got a whole load of new neighbors up there this last winter, and those new neighbors have already started making themselves at home. When we started talking about wolves, we thought that everyone was going to be a partner in this deal. And right now, it seems like only the members of my district are the partners. They're the ones that are putting in the extra time and sacrificing their livestock to a partnership. CPW needs to stand up and be a partner in this. Let's get these non-lethal things out there, get them done. Let's give this piece of legislation, voted on by the public, the best opportunity we can give it to make it work. And if it's non-lethal that will make it work, then make sure that the people that are in the 5th District can live with them. That was what was promised. They signed petitions. They came to the CPW, to the Wildlife Division, to the commission, asking, please stop. Please hold until we get this figured out. Please. No response. Then a vote. No, we're not going to hold. They were placing wolves, it seemed like, at the same time those meetings were going on, or people were in British Columbia buying wolves at that time. So there's no sense in casting dispersions today. But there are reality in that district. There are a reality in Garfield County, in Pitkin County, and in Eagle County. And they've decided they're going to find their way to the rest of the Western Slope so far. So, this footnote is one of those reminders that we're watching. All of us are watching. The men and women that own those ranches and that own those livestock out there, they're watching. They sent me here to watch too. And this footnote is one of those evidences that we are watching. And thank you to all of the folks with JBC recognizing how serious this is and agreeing to do something like this. If we're going to have a successful wolf experiment, it's going to take the state to live up to what they've said they would do. And that's part of this non-lethal thing. You know, we had one of our neighbors end up in Wyoming, didn't come home. They have different rules up there than we do. And you know, that's on people's minds. So let's do the best we can to make a project work rather than just start forward and decide we're going to put them in and that's all it's going to take. Magic will happen after that. We can't afford to do that. None of the people in my district can afford to do that, and the state of Colorado cannot afford to do that. We're in tight times. And the agreement for $2.1 million seems like we are trying. Now, it's time for them. Thank you.